you ready?
Yes.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Public Works and Capital Projects meeting to order. As everybody, this month we have two sets of minutes we have to look over. The one was from March 11th at 6 o'clock. It was the joint meeting between us, our committee, and the Ways and Means. And the other group of minutes was from the previous meeting a few weeks ago. Has anybody have any additions or deletions they want to make?
Dean, were we going to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
I don't have a flag where
have one now.
If you want to stand up and lead us in the pledge, Herb, we'll do that. Okay?
Okay. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Legislator Litz. I appreciate that.
You are very welcome.
So now that we know what's going on with the minutes from the two previous meetings, any comments or questions? Or
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Cahill, to accept the minutes as written. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. And we will get into our resolutions. Resolution number 175, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into the county, H&H Environmental Construction and Consulting, Department of Public Works. Now, this is for cleanup, I believe, at the Ulster County Jail, and with, I guess, some mold removal. For a total cost of $177,200, all paid for by the county. It's an emergency COVID-19. Any discussion or questions for Mark? I'm sure Mark Ryder is here.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'd be happy to, I just want to clarify a couple things. This contract is for decontamination of both the Ulster County Law Enforcement Center, the Ulster County Department of Health, which they do once a week, takes them about, about 8 hours with a crew of about four people to do both of those facilities weekly. And also daily, they are decontaminating the testing site out at Tech City. So it started with a smaller contract, and we've had to, this is the second amendment. And so we needed to come here, but it was originally done kind of as an emergency use, because as we started to see public health nurses who would go out into the field, do COVID testing, and then come back into the Department of Health, we had actually lost a couple that were COVID positive. We had to do a full decontamination multiple times. So not only are we using this service for the weekly and the daily, but also anytime we know somebody is COVID positive that enters a building, we have to do a full decontamination of the building then as well.
Any questions from any of the legislators on this?
I just have a comment that I think it's a very good idea.
Okay, without any further questions, then I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Cahill.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Resolution number 181, authorizing additional funding for capital project number 528, the Veterans Cemetery to meet environmental and permitting requirements, Veterans Services.
Happy to discuss.
Anybody want to talk about it first?
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second.
Okay, moved by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Heppner for discussion. Go ahead.
Would you like me to talk about it real quick? Okay, so we had done the, I believe, phase two environmental at the New Paltz Rural Cemetery where we have our veterans, our county veterans cemetery. We believe we have until about 2022, until our current spot at the cemetery will fill up. That might be hastened a little bit because of COVID. What we're also seeing is that a lot of our Vietnam veterans are coming of the age where we're losing some of our Vietnam veterans. So we believe, though, we have the capacity to get through to about 2022. Doing the environmental work here, we uncovered some artifacts, and I know Dennis is mysteriously quiet. I believe he's on this line. I haven't heard from him yet, which is unexpected, but the exact details of what was uncovered, he may know. I certainly don't. But it required us to do further architectural dig, which is about $40,000. It will slow down the project, but we still believe we'll be able to build out and that it will actually make the most sense to continue on using this property as opposed to kind of the sunken cost factor. We've already spent a deal of money on this site, and moving to another site would be more costly than just doing this environmental work, and we believe we can still do the work on time. I don't know if you have anything to add, Dennis.
No, that's the broad outline. I think what we did is we did a phase one archaeological study. Because of the sensitivity of the area, they uncovered a significant amount of artifacts on the site, which then basically the State Historic Preservation Officer tells us we have to go through and do a phase two. So the funding here is for, part of it is for a phase two work. The 40,000 figure would be additional money that we'd have to spend should we have to go to phase three. To give you a sense, phase one and phase two are essentially trying to figure out what's there. Phase one is a little less intensive. Phase two is actually going out and digging a substantial number of pits on the site and see if there's any features there. When you enter phase three is if you find something, you either can A, choose to avoid it, or you have to essentially recover it and document it. So our consultant thinks that given the level of material he found so far, that we may have to go through a phase three. Our conversations with the State Historic Preservation Officer and the consultant indicate that doesn't mean we can't use the site. It means, A, either we may have to avoid portions of the site, which would not be significant, or we'd have to recover the features on it. The other part of the money requested this evening is for well testing. When this project was originally conceived, the thought was we were going to use the existing water supply from the village of New Paltz. The two things with respect to that, one is that we'd have a significant amount of demand charges associated with using that water supply, and two is we didn't think it was prudent to essentially use what we would call potable water for irrigation purposes. So there's an existing dug well on the site. A part of our agreement with the cemetery association would allow us to use that if it's sufficient. So we'll go ahead and we'll do some demand testing with respect to that. We've talked to a hydrologist. There's been a substantial amount of water supply work done on Plains Road. Talked to a hydrologist that did that work. He worked for Chazen Companies. They feel that what we can do with this is even if there's not a lot of yield, we can put in a trickle pump and storage facilities because we're only anticipating a use for irrigation purposes during droughts and somewhere in a neighborhood of about 900 to 1200 gallons a day. So it's a prudent way to move forward. And even if we did hook into the municipal water supply, the concern being is if it's a drought, guess what is the one thing you can't do? It's irrigate.
Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Okay, legislator, let's go ahead.
Why don't we just irrigate from the Wauquill River?
We could if we have to on an emergency basis, but the reason not to do that is we'd have to do additional environmental work to get down off the banks of the river, and it would require additional permitting. And the thought being is that we wouldn't save any money in that basis.
The guy across the river from you takes millions of gallons out of there, and he hasn't done anything except throw a hose over the bank, and the pump is up on top, and you just irrigate with that.
Yeah, he happens to be in agricultural use, and is pretty much exempt from most of the permitting requirements.
Well, I would think to irrigate a veteran cemetery, which is owned by the county, I'm not sure what permitting requirements it would require. You're in a municipality, you're a government agency.
You would still need a bank disturbance permit, you need a water supply permit, and you would need essentially to establish, go back and do all the environmental work down along the river where we may run into endangered species, which we haven't looked at now. And we also have to run those lines and move them all down through what they call an indigenous burial area that's down in that area as well.
Dennis, it's a hose.
This is actually not a hose. These would be automatic sprinklers. They wouldn't be done on a basis that you go in and sprinkle. They're talking about an automatic sprinkling system. That's what they're talking about. I get what you're saying, but that's not what they're talking about.
The suction hose to supply the tank that automatic system would work on is simply a hose. The rest of that fancy irrigation equipment is up on cemetery property.
I think it's something that is worth a further discussion. What I'll note is that this would be a not to exceed amount that we're requesting, and that I'm happy to continue on the discussion with you, Legislator Litz, if there's a way that it makes sense to do this. Then obviously we would want to save money for the county.
The county DPW pumped water out of the river when they built the bridge. I mean, it's not anything we haven't done before.
I appreciate that. I think it's something that we can look at.
And it would be a very inexpensive alternative.
You know that we're willing to work with you on that, as the fairground parking lot shown. So happy to take a look at that if it can save us money.
Could I then make a motion to postpone? Hold in committee.
I would ask that the majority of this money is used for further studies that have nothing to do with the well, and that if we are going to get to the deadline of 2022, this adds about a year onto this project. And while we believe that we can move forward and have a place to respectfully bury our veterans, if we delay much, I don't think that's a possibility. I would request that we don't postpone, but
we have a motion on the floor to postpone. Is there a second? Bearing none, I will ask for a motion to pass the resolution as brought to us tonight. Is there a motion to move it forward?
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
I'll second it.
And seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Before we take the vote, can I say one more thing?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Legislator Green.
I just want to be sure this doesn't get lost. I will vote in favor of it, but I know that Legislator Litz has saved the county money at the fairgrounds and, you know, multiple other with innovative solutions that come from his knowledge and experience. And I just want to be sure that this follow-up conversation happens. I understand it's only a part of what needs to move forward, which is why I will vote for it. But I really want to be sure that we get the follow-up on the pump and hose situation, the irrigation.
Yeah. We'll have that discussion with the consultant to see what he thinks of that area. I mean, our easement would cover it, allow us to do it. We'd have some issues getting across graves, et cetera, because there are graves between the river and us. And as we move down towards the river, you're going to end up dealing with more, as you move closer to the river, there's more effort that needs to be done with respect to the SHPO work, the archaeological work.
Dennis? There'll be Legislator Litz on site, though.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to volunteer to go down and meet on the site.
That would be great. If you could do that, that's good. And this way, you would meet, Mark, he would meet before Dennis has the meeting with the consultant or after?
Same time, if you want.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
That's fine with me.
Dennis, what are you going to do with all the arrowheads?
Well, yeah, we don't know whether they're going to go into recovery yet, so hopefully we won't have to. I'm hoping that's what happens here.
They're there.
Yeah, they are. There's so much scatter on the ground that when they started to do their test pits, they actually found scatter on the ground from the plowing that took place, just from the area being plowed.
Wow.
Okay, so with the motion on the floor, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried, and I would expect that either Dennis or Mark will contact Legislator Litz when he can meet you there on the site for further discussion.
Yes, very good.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Okay. Resolution number 185, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a claim for payment and any additional documents necessary to secure payment for New York for the appropriation of county property, New York State acquisition maps number 37 and 38, Department of Public Works.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Fabiano. All in favor?
They're only going to pay us $500.
Can I ask where that is, where those parcels are? It's a very, very small piece of property, right?
It's the sidewalks for the Empire State Trail that are along the Golden Hill property.
Oh, okay. I know where it is now. Thank you.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Does anybody have any old business they would like to discuss? Do we have Tom Jackson tonight or Brian Matherson?
I see Tom.
Tom's here.
Hey, Tom, how are you? Under new business, I have a question for you. The Rochester Bridge that you're going to repair is due to close on Wednesday, May 13th. And I see here that there's going to be a tonnage reduction from 5 ton to 3 ton. Now, is that going to be permanent after the bridge is repaired? Is that going to be a permanent reduction in tonnage?
No, it's only temporary.
It's only temporary.
Once the bridge is construction is complete, that will be lifted, and it should take between 4 and 6 weeks. It's an in-house project. It's called the Bootle Hole Bridge.
Okay.
In the town of Rochester on Bootle Hole Road. It's a town road, but a county bridge.
Right. So, and the closing time will be only 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks.
If everything goes okay to reopen.
Right.
All right. Does anybody have anything else? Okay. Bearing none, I'll entertain.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Legislator List to adjourn, and seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone, and please, everybody, stay safe.